You're listening to SBS News.
The captain of the Australian men's cricket team has resigned over a sexting scandal. Tim Payne says the messaging exchange has previously been investigated by Cricket Australia's Integrity Unit and he was cleared of any breach of the sport's code of conduct. Tim Payne says he decided to resign after discovering a text message exchange with a co-worker in 2017 was about to be released to the public.
We thought this incident was behind us and that I could focus entirely on the team, as I've done for the last 3 or 4 years. However, I recently became aware that this private text exchange was going to become public. On reflection, my actions in 2017 do not meet the standard of an Australian cricket captain or the wider community. I'm deeply sorry for the hurt and pain that I've caused to my wife, my family, and to the other party.
His resignation comes just weeks before the Ashes series against England. Tim Payne says he doesn't want the scandal to become an unwelcome disruption to the Ashes series.
I'm grateful for the support of my teammates and proud of what we've been able to achieve together. To them, I ask for their understanding and forgiveness. To Australian cricket fans, I'm deeply sorry that my past behaviour has impacted our game on the eve of the Ashes. For the disappointment I have caused to fans and the entire cricket community, I apologise.
The wicketkeeper says he wants to play on, and the sport's governing body, Cricket Australia, has confirmed he'll continue to be available for selection in the test team through the summer. The first Ashes test in Brisbane is scheduled to begin on Wednesday, December the 8th. A statement from Cricket Australia says the board has accepted Payne's resignation and will now move to identify and appoint a new captain. It goes on to confirm that while its investigation cleared Payne of any breach of the code of conduct over the matter, Cricket Australia does not condone the language or behaviour involved. A statement from Cricket Tasmania says its chairman, Andrew Gagan, says there was no complaint raised at the time of the incident in November 2017, nor when the employee's position with the organisation was terminated. High-profile departure has again demonstrated the perils involved in certain kinds of workplace relationships. Psychologist Dr. Glenn Hosking says intimate relationships in the workplace can be fraught because they involve navigating two different types of relationship at the same time.
Sometimes they're your boss or they're your colleague, or they're your co-worker, or they're someone who reports to you, and sometimes they're your partner. And navigating those two things can be very, very difficult because the boundaries are blurred between those two things, and it can be really complicated, particularly when ruptures exist in either one of those relationships, which they inevitably will. Every relationship is going to have ruptures to it and in it, and so these will be made more complex and more difficult if the relationship is more complicated in such a way that there are multiple relationships running concurrently.
Payne was named Australia's 46th captain when Steve Smith and David Warner were suspended following the ball tampering scandal in South Africa. Australia's current vice-captain and fast bowler Pat Cummins is widely expected to take over from Payne as test captain. Greg Dyatt, SBS News.